Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome, and thank you so much for joining us today on this September 2nd, 2008 edition. We're going to be live for the next 4 hours here. And Mike Rivero, who joined us last week because of what's happening with the election, and, of course, he's also in the new film Fabled Enemies I produced, put out by Jason Burmes. He'll be popping in for his once-a-month visit today, and he's one of our most popular guests because of his great analysis skills. EU dependent on Russian energy balks at Georgia war sanctions. That is some good news in a de-escalation with Russia. The EU says, no, we're not going to put basically wartime sanctions on Russia now. But on the other side of this escalation, Russia says U.S. may have sent weapons into Georgia, but independent aid groups are reporting that it is U.S. soldiers, quote, with the aid in areas of Georgia, and that it is being used as cover for weapons systems being brought in. And there's also, of course, a U.S. fleet in the Black Sea bringing in more weapons, and the Russians said 2 days ago, quote, we can destroy that fleet in 20 minutes. Russia suggests U.S. ships may have carried weapons to Georgia along with aid. World's largest gold refiner runs out of Krugerrands, Bloomberg. The Georgia crisis turns dangerous. This is from Lou Rockwell. I want to go over that. Blackwater, of course, involved in Hurricane Gustav, setting a very dangerous precedent. This on the heels of the New York Times reporting that they're basically privatizing entire cities and handing them over to private interest. Complete and total fascism, global corporatism. We'll be going over that. Russia bombers again cloud the skies in Europe's far north. Big bears coming in. Big Bear bombers. Russia's state RNC attacks a nun and eight others swept into unmarked vans by police in Minnesota. Democracy Now!'s Amy Goodman does absolutely nothing with full press credentials and is violently manhandled. Two other Democracy Now! Reporters were savagely had their heads bashed into the concrete repeatedly with blood pouring out. The police making themselves look like absolute criminals. And they didn't act like that in Denver. In Denver, it was the most restrained I'd ever seen. I thought I was somewhat back in the USA, back in the land of the free. They were wearing Darth Vader outfits. They were federalized. They were a few times arrogant and told us to turn our cameras off. We refused and were not murdered. Tasered to death, shotgunned to death with rubber bullets at close range. You know, that's happened to others. People die in these things, but they only menaced us a bit with bloodlust. But, I mean, that's like wonderful freedom land. That's like angel land compared to what I have grown accustomed to. So they are back at it, arresting 248 people just this morning alone. And I've been really checking local news reports, talking to people that we know on the ground. And basically, the anarchists did not break out windows or overturn benches or slash car tires until last night when they broke up from the approved police route in a caged avenue. We were part of permitted marches in Denver. They would literally lead you down alleyways with no one looking at you. So it was pretty bad. The whole point of demonstrating is to be seen. We had our free speech zone march. But the people, several thousand protesters, demonstrators, tried to actually walk down a real city street and were savagely, viciously attacked by America-killing thugs, cancer viruses, basically. And then the anarchists went nuts, started breaking windows, burning things, a few trash cans, slicing tires. And the media superimposed that nationally first as a pretext for the police to do what they did. So they just juxtaposed the facts. We'll be right back.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Sit down and shut up.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at Infowars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Imagine if I'd come to you a couple of years ago and said to you, hey, gasoline prices are going to jump to $5 a gallon, and I know a way that we can store several hundred gallons for you, a year or two's supply of gasoline, buy it today at $2 a gallon, and when it goes to $5 a gallon, you'll be way ahead of the game. And you probably at the time would have said to me, you're nuts, get away, you're crazy, lunatic, go bye-bye, and okay, fine. Now I'm telling you, what's happened to gasoline is happening to food. Your grocery bill is going to skyrocket. And you can put bulk foods away at less than half the price of your regular grocery bill. And by tomorrow's standards, that could be at less than a fourth of the price, or an eighth of the price, or a sixteenth of the price. Hello, do you have an investor's brain or not? Pay attention. Storable foods, bulk foods, from the J. Michael Stevens Company. EFoodsDirect.com. Go there now, EFoodsDirect.com. Get a year or two's worth of bulk foods while they still are available, and they won't be much longer. Or call them at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are now 8 minutes into this first hour. I am looking out my control room window, and I see Aaron Dykes in there and Rob Jacobson doing fabulous jobs. Four members in high quality. We're going to have our interview with the founder of Rage Against the Machine posted. Four members at PrisonPlanet.tv by this evening. And also our Jerome Corsi interview, our Ralph Nader interview, and a bunch of others today, tomorrow, and out into Thursday. It is Tuesday. I think I even said Monday earlier. It is Tuesday, the 2nd of September, 2008. Certainly feels like a Monday coming off of that long weekend with Memorial Day. But Labor Day. I can't even get all of this information straight, ladies and gentlemen. So much is happening and going on during the breaks here at the studio. Okay, I've got energy news, I've got war news, I've got police state news, I've got so much important information today. But since we have Kyle Baker and Matt and others from Iowa, We Are Change, there's also other We Are Change groups up there visiting the Genesis studios, I thought, why not have them in studio right now, because they've been some eyewitnesses to the craziness going on up there for the RNC. I want to make it clear, though, the only reason that I'm talking about the RNC is not because this woman they're now calling a general. You can't make this up. If they tell the public that, they'll believe it. This woman, you know, was she part of the Independence Party? Is she a conservative? It doesn't matter. Presidents and vice presidents are puppets. The continuity of government system runs the nation for many years, and presidents are titular heads, are fronts. And if the public doesn't figure that out and the public doesn't understand that, they do that at their own peril. The reason I'm talking about it is because studying it as an event and to watch the people lose their liberties and freedoms, to see the police in the executioner uniforms for maximum intimidation, which the police admit it's for intimidation, beating up innocent men, women, and children, taking reporters to jail. They've arrested, what, 3 AP reporters, Democracy Now people, women with flowers in their hands, and the message is being sent, you are scum, you are slaves, you are worthless, you work for us, the state owns you, cattle. You will do what you're told when you're told. And so that's why we're covering this and reporting on this, the sound cannons, the microwave guns, the secret FEMA camps. And if you study the history of revolution, if you study how these systems operate and how the state always tries to create large contingents or stratas of enforcers who despise and hate the general public and serve the imperium, you see that's what's being set up and built today, because in almost every successful revolution, and by successful, I mean overturning the existing power structure, you have the military and police joining in, at least to a certain extent, with the populace or the peasantry. And so that's why they spend so much time brainwashing and dumbing down the military and police. That's why they will not hire police over 100 IQ for at least the last 20 years in any major metropolitan department. And every time I mention that, I get emails and phone calls saying I'm lying. Just Google police 100 IQs or police not hired of over 100 IQ. I mean, it's hundreds of news stories. Detroit, D.C., L.A., Dallas, Houston. Now, does that mean there aren't cops with over 100 IQ that slip through? Certainly. The point is they're looking for mindless football player types, and I'm not saying football players are stupid. I'm saying that cliche. They want a, you know, an average 6'1", 200-pound guy who will who likes to crack heads and doesn't really know what state he's living in, and who likes to go dove hunting on the weekends, and who likes to be macho and crack heads, because he won't mind too much sending people to FEMA camps. He won't mind too much beating up reporters. He won't mind too much making you line up to take a forced inoculation. He won't really notice if they take his pension fund. Besides, he doesn't really care about that. He likes getting dressed up in a black uniform and strutting around and acting powerful, acting tough. That's basically what it comes down to. Okay, let's bring up Kyle Baker and Matt and others. Guys, tell us first about yourselves and what you've been witnessing up there in Minnesota.
Well, I came up here to meet up with the Minnesota change guys here to just check out the protest that's going on and check out the rally for the Republic. And I got to say, Alex, it's one thing to watch your films and see all the police officers and all that armor and everything. It's quite another thing to actually see it for yourself. It was just wall to wall cops just everywhere you went. Helicopters. It was just it was crazy. But I must also say that while we're bullhorning along the parade route, we had some cop cars going by and they're all giving us the thumbs up. So that was kind of a ray of light in the darkness, if you will. But yeah, it was just really crazy, especially me coming from Iowa and kind of a smaller town. Just, I'm not used to seeing that kind of stuff. So it's, I do have to say that these anarchists, though, for all the sheeple out there, they're really doing great work for the New World Order to legitimize a police state due to their actions. I do got to say that. It's unfortunate, but, I really see a lot of people that are awake at some level. Again, you know, we had a lot of people coming up to us and thanking us for what we're doing. We got to go. There was a concert here that had artists like Mos Def and Tom Morello playing and all that, and we had some guys come up to us backstage and thank us for the things we're doing. I had to pass them off to the Minnesota We Are Change because I can't consider myself a great activist as of yet. I don't have all the notches on my belt that some of these guys do, but it was just kind of a mind-blowing experience for me being on seeing the police state, but also seeing all the people that seem to be awake and appreciate what we're doing. It was just all kind of in the same bag there. So,
well, yeah. All I know is I've talked to several people who've talked to one of the major police chiefs, the St. Paul police chief there in the Twin Cities, and that he said, you want to know what real activism is? Check out We Are Change. And so you're telling me that where were you when the police were giving your 9/11 truth signs thumbs up?
I'm not sure what street we're on, but they had a path set up for the march. They had a preset path for it, and we kind of were ahead of the march the whole time, and we stopped closer to the end where it's coming back to the Capitol building, and we started to bullhorn there. And there was I don't know if they're responding to something else that was going on, but they're all driving by us with their lights on. They weren't going too fast, but they knew who we were because they were driving by us and they're smiling at us and giving us a thumbs up. And you know, I got to say it's that really made me feel a lot better about, you know, reality.
Well, I mean, police are more than anybody, like the military, are in a gang mentality. When they hear the governor saying it's an inside job, you know, it's all about leadership. And if their former leader is saying that, then it starts breaking down that control paradigm. But I've been out in Los Angeles, you know, 2 years ago for the 9/11 neocon symposium, and exposing the neocon agenda, 9/11 exposing the neocon agenda program we had. And we had L.A. cops that the hotel hired, and then we had other LAPD police we saw outside, and then we had LAPD detectives that were some of the bodyguards for some of the movie stars. And, I mean, every LAPD cop I ran into was, we all knew 9/11 was an inside job day one. What are you talking about? Of course we knew they blew those buildings up. We're not stupid. What do you think, we're dumb? And I was just like, my God, I mean, they were just like, but it was real matter of fact. Like, what do you think, we're stupid? And I was like, okay, well, fine. So they certainly know what's going on. I've run into a lot of other police that know the truth. And I've had a lot of police and firemen give us the thumbs up the last few years, in New York City for what's happened there. Now, I want to hold, Kyle and Matt over. We Are Change Iowa up there visiting We Are Change Minnesota. Because I want to get your witness accounts, your eyewitness accounts, on what you have seen going on with the anarchists. Because what the news we've gotten from other eyewitnesses we've talked to and reading a bunch of the local news, but we're still not sure if this is 100% accurate, the fog of war, as they say, the fog of hysteria. But basically yesterday you had a couple thousand demonstrators in the approved route. Some of them broke off and seven different directions is what we're told. The police then attacked those seven different groups, including Amy Goodman of Democracy Now! And two of her other reporters who they bloodied. They didn't bloody her, for she got beat up famously in East Timor, so she's been through tyranny. And so I want to get to the bottom of this. You know, we just report the facts. I went to Denver, and the police were behaving themselves, doing a professional job for all intents and purposes compared to the demonstrators, and so we said they did a good job. We're trying to find out the truth here.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One, Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One, Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. That's findonefindall.com.
We live in a world of vanishing privacy. The added threat of invisible radio waves sending out personal information to anyone willing to receive them makes our privacy as citizens even less secure. The RFID tags and ID cards have been proven to be not secure. Thieves are able to read information stored on these tags to steal your identity. Protect yourself from ID theft with our RFID blocker, available as a wallet or passport case. ProSpy.com offers simple, affordable personal protection. Many countries, including the U.S., have begun to institute RFID in passports. Why take a chance? This is your personal information. Protect yourself. ProSpy.com also offers a complete selection of spy gear and security equipment, including bug detectors, camera finders, countermeasure equipment, and night vision gear. ProSpy.com is your source for high-quality spy and security equipment. Visit us online at ProSpy.com. That's ProSpy.com today.
We Are Change Iowa, visiting the RNC. They're up in the Echo Chamber, Genesis Studios. Might as well be broadcasting from a bathroom. I'm sorry, folks. I had some sponsors get mad at me because I made fun of their banjo playing. But I guess that's the charm of this operation, is that it is so big. There's so many listeners. And it might as well be run out of a shack. Let me tell you who makes it all possible, though. Let me tell you whose 21st century technology, whose brain makes it all possible. And that is John Harmon, up there doing the job of four guys in that studio. He is just absolutely wonderful, and we appreciate John Harmon. And I appreciate Paul Hartman here in the office, and also Wes and everybody else. Okay, let me go back to you guys. You heard me preface that going into the break. You're there at the Genesis Broom Closet Studio. Tell me exactly what you did see with the protesters, with the anarchists, what transpired that led to the 200-plus arrest and Amy Goodman being manhandled and the rest of it.
Okay, well, I mean, we didn't get to see everything, but first I do want to say that on mnchange.org, we're getting footage uploaded. I shouldn't say we, more like Anthony. You're familiar with him.
Yeah, that's We Are Change Minnesota. Sure.
Right. He's getting footage uploaded today. I would think there should be. I think there's already some videos up right now, and there should be more. But
oh yeah, women with flowers in their hand being pepper sprayed, people being billy clubbed for no reason. The police basically on complete ravenous power trips, like a shark pack having a feeding frenzy.
Yeah. As far as the anarchists are concerned, I just got the general feeling that they were all kind of hyped up and looking to get something going. Now I was trying to pay attention to see like if they're all wearing the same kind of boots or something that might key off that they might be provocateurs. But there's so many of them, I couldn't tell that for sure. I will say again, like I said, that they look like they're getting ready to start some trouble from my perspective. But on the other hand, too, the cops look like I got to say, when I was ahead of that march, I was kind of waiting to get the crap beat out of me. I can't lie, I was waiting to get billy clubbed or something, because a lot of the cops that were there and all suited up and everything, they look like they were definitely ready to get down. That's for sure.
So bottom line, from what you've seen, I understand it's all a limited perspective. We're going to get Anthony Asha and others on today as well to get their perspective. Bottom line, who do you think's behind this, or who was instigating this, the police or the anarchists?
Well, I think just having the police there and the presence that they were in, to me, it just seems really backwards, and it's almost just kind of setting up that atmosphere of fear, and when you get people like the anarchists that were behaving the way that they did, I think that would provoke them into their mob mentality of, oh, we got to do something. Or I don't know if you follow with what I'm saying or not.
No, it's basically like a bullfight. You stick the bull in there, you stick the matador in there, you're going to have a fight. It's just like you stick two boxers in a ring. I agree. In the past, they'd have the riot cops off to the side, or waiting inside their, command bases, then they would come out if something happened. This does escalate, but because of the anarchists, not all anarchists, the ones that break and burn stuff, in the past doing this, again, it sets the precedent to bring the police in, then that escalates the whole paradigm.
Yeah. I think Matt has, Matt, my buddy here, has something he wanted to add.
Yeah, Matt, tell us your full name.
Hey, Alex, this is Matt. Oh,
your full name.
Matt Waltzine, by the way.
Okay, Mr. Waltzine, tell us what you saw.
Well, the thing that surprised me the most is we were ahead of the crowd, like Kyle was saying, and there was one point where, being ahead of the rally, all of a sudden we were surrounded by cops, and I mean, they were wearing gas masks, they were just ready, ready to take on whatever. Sorry, it's my first time live on the air, but I got highly, highly paranoid. I've never been put in such a paranoid state in my life. I was standing next to a tree to make sure I was out of the way of the cops when they were ready to start bum-rushing people. I mean, just the overall sight and the way that the cops were being, it was overwhelming. I couldn't handle it. I mean, I was really, really starting to freak out.
So the Darth Vader outfits were scary.
Yeah, I mean, you would think that we were at war. That's pretty much, like, I've seen stuff like this in movies, but to be there in person and see all these cops and stuff, it was...
Well, the American people are the enemy of the private banks that have us going into receivership right now. Matt, stay with us. We're going to come back to you and hear the rest of the story on the other side.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com. And try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, let's go back to Matt and Kyle. We are Change Iowa up there for the RNC. It just so happens the Genesis Network is based in Minneapolis, St. Paul, in the suburb, Burnsville. And we are talking to both of them right now. Specifically, break down what happened. Why were the police charging people? Why were they pepper spraying? Why were they tasering? Why were they firing rubber bullets and exploding pepper spray and mace bombs, tear gas bombs? What initiated that? Because as far as I can tell, I don't just believe one press report. I've seen scores and alternative live videos that were fed over the web and people uploading to YouTube as well. I mean, a host of sources last night and this morning. I spent a few hours total trying to figure out exactly what was happening. And it looks like, well, the mainstream news even admits that the police wouldn't let people march where they wanted to go. And so then they came in with, quote, too much force, thought here in a free country you could go where you wanted, and attacked with rubber bullets and other, quote, less lethal devices. And that precipitated the, quote, anarchists to start smashing out windows and slashing tires. Is that accurate?
That's what it would seem like. One thing that I do want to mention about the march is we came, you came down a couple streets and there was a John Deere Gator that had an LED display that said follow me, so that's what told everyone where to go. Now everyone went down a street, and one of the things that really I thought was peculiar was that you went down the street and then you made like a U-turn and came back up the same street, but you were now in a cage that was, it was basically like a standing cage wall or a fence or something that, it kind of boxed everyone in. I don't know what the purpose of that was besides maybe.
No, they led you into a free speech zone. The same thing happened to us. What happened next?
Well, it was pretty uneventful. I mean, as far as like I said, we were up ahead of the herd, if you will. So we did hear some, I don't know if you want to call them flashbangs or anything like that going off. I do remember before we started to bullhorn people, we're probably about three quarters done with the, march, and all of a sudden I seen just a crowd of people just take off running, and then I saw some other people coming running back, and someone had a bunch of white powder on their face. So apparently they got maced or something. I don't know what that powder was, but they looked like they had had better days.
So basically, you're confirming what the media says is the case. Now, the police basically wouldn't let people go their own way, and that's basically protest ending.
Right.
In Denver, I was at several demonstrations where it would come to the place it was supposed to be, and then people would break off in four or five different directions, and the police would ignore it. But in the case of Minneapolis-St. Paul, at the RNC, that was not acceptable, and that's basically the official story. I was just trying to see if you could confirm that, and so we have to say the police acted badly yet again.
I would say, I mean, it definitely looks like it was set up to be a situation like that. I mean, it was like, you know, obviously they do all these things scientifically. They know how to control the herd mentality and all this. And really kind of studying this for a while, that's really what kind of stood out to me. It's just like, wow, we're walking through a cage. You know, that just seemed totally foreign and communist.
Yeah, the message is you can still demonstrate, but inside a cage with men in black samurai armor that have deadly weapons and may kill you. And so now we see anti-war demonstrations. I mean, let's go back to the start of the Gulf War. The second round in 1991 was the first one. The second one was in 2003. Now almost 6 years ago, 5.5 years ago, back then, before they really were rolling out all this, less lethal, quote, truly is lethal systems, you would get hundreds of thousands of people out in anti-war marches. But the cops beat the hell out of them, tasered them, ran them over with mopeds, horses, rubber bulleted them, in some cases killed people with rubber bullets. And so now you go out and there's a few thousand people, but only about 45% of the population in major polls was against the Iraq war in 2003, but millions would come out total, hundreds of thousands per demonstration. Now you've got 80%+ against the war, but only a few thousand. And that's because people are scared. And you said, Matt, you were scared, and they tell them to sit there and have dirty looks on their faces, to not talk to you, to be on this power trip. Again, us against the mentality. And so this is all being war-gamed in a wider laboratory. And the feds admit that. This is all being studied as a laboratory on how to control populations. And so the cops think that they're, quote, kicking the butt of the stupid demonstrators. Remember the famous video from Miami a few years ago where they're rubber bulleting and attacking the peaceful crowd, just saying you're not allowed to demonstrate, period? And then that real estate lady is in the, you know, red and black suit, all clean cut. She's got the sign out in front of her face, and they rubber bullet her in the face and bloody her face. And then it shows the commander later going, "Man, I loved how you shot that dumb bitch in the face. Well, that was really funny." And they all laugh. See, but it's going to be funny when you lose your house. It's going to be funny when your grandma loses their house. It's going to be funny when the dollar's totally debased. It's going to be funny if we go into a nuclear war with Russia. It's going to be funny, as you're going to be slaves too. Do you understand? Rubber bulleting a peaceful woman in the face isn't funny. Comments on that, Matt and Kyle?
Well, I want to say, first of the cops that do this, it's just like, okay, let's say that their grandma is out shopping somewhere where a press is, you know, a protest is going on. They just happen to be in the vicinity. What happens if some other cop in some other town blasts their grandma in the face? What, are they going to get mad about it? I mean, seriously,
they're not going to get mad.
Ridiculous.
They don't even know their grandma, and as soon as they can, they're going to stick her in a nursing home to get her money. So
yeah,
maybe they'd ask the cops to kill their grandmother.
Yeah, you're probably right. I there is one other observation that I think may be important. You'd be a better judge of this than I, but I noticed that there was some press that had gas masks with them. They were carrying gas masks with them, so they must have thought that people were going to be getting gassed. I thought that was a little bit odd why official looking media types, and I'm not sure what news organization they were with. I just noticed that there was some guys, you know, in a monkey suit with
a tie. they've been taking those with them since 99 in Seattle.
Okay.
With that staged event. But see, after you stage a few events, it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. The feds have been caught staging it. They've been caught staging it in the U.S., Canada, England, Australia, Italy. But now it doesn't matter whether it's the United States or Russia. The same brand of tyranny is coming out where they go after protesters in every case.
I do want to say this, too. I said this to you off air, but just for the listeners, oh, gosh, I forget his name all of a sudden. I want to say it's Adam from Denver, We Are Change. He actually came up, and there might be a really good Fox News interview with him. Because he got in a lot of really good points. It was the same guy that all the anarchists were cussing at the DNC, coincidentally. But I just forgot what point.
The same Fox News reporter that had all the anarchists screaming and cussing and flipping him off interviewed We Are Change Colorado.
Yep. And he got in a really good interview. I mean, I don't know how they're going to be able to cut it up and mash it up to make him look stupid, but I think it's going to be a difficult task, so we'll see. I know I did see one other guy taping it, so maybe we'll get lucky and see it on see that on YouTube, hopefully.
What are you guys mainly doing while you're out there?
Well, we came up, and that was pretty much the first thing we did besides get a bite to eat was go right to the protest, and it was just kind of it was just kind of a learning experience for me, you know, getting to see all the, you know, the Minnesota We Are Change guys. You know, I guess I kind of look at them like veterans as far as activism going on. So I was just kind of sit back and taking everything in. I was just really in awe. I do want to say also that it was at the rally, there was just so many. It just seemed like everyone was against the war. Like, I hardly saw anyone there who was even for it. It was just like you would think that, you know, I've heard you mention that, you know, 80-90% of the people are against the war. After what I've seen today, I would definitely believe that. That's for sure. One thing I wish is just if everyone would be kind of on the same page. You know, like all the Obamites, which blows my mind that they're even for him, considering he voted for the war and they're anti-war. But
and for warrantless wiretapping.
Yeah, no one ever accused them of thinking. They don't even know what change means.
I hear you guys. I appreciate you spending time with us today. And pop back in with us if you've seen any other big developments.
Sure.
Take care. I wanted to just get out here today that I am going to kind of recap everything that happened with Michelle Malkin. And I also want to recap what happened in Denver now that I'm finally back in my studio. I could have done that Sunday, but there were so many new, big, important developments concerning Russian, EU, U.S., global relations that I had Richard C. Cook and Dr. Paul Craig Roberts on Sunday. We'll also take a lot of your phone calls today. I was meaning to come back in the second segment of the show and talk about what I'd witnessed via television, because I'm not there. I'm back in Austin, Texas with my family. But what I witnessed over the computer and over television in Minneapolis, St. Paul for the RNC, and then since there was some We Are Change guys up there visiting in studio, I thought we'd have them on. We did have them on for about 30 minutes. We have Mike Rivero joining us in about 15, and we're going to open the phones up later in the next hour on any issue you want to talk about, the anthrax case, which even the mainstream media has said is a cover-up. the Russia situation that's deteriorating. Some good signs, but more bad signs. Good signs, the EU is not putting grievous sanctions on Russia that would truly escalate things. Bad, because the U.S. is shipping in more weapons into Georgia, and the Georgian president, Chashvili, has said that he's planning to launch another attack into Ossetia and Abkhazia. Just amazing provocations. We also have a lot of medical news here. Last week, I guess it was last Sunday's show. I know it was over a week ago. I just mentioned a Reuters report. Medical study, major medical study, double-blind medical study of vaccines being seriously associated with diabetes. And I have really spent time studying this because so many people I know have diabetes. One in three, if you happen to be, quote, Hispanic. It's one in five if you're Anglo or black. One in three particularly affects the genetic makeup of Hispanics for some reason with their pancreas and their metabolic system. But hell, one in five is pretty bad for the gringos. But it is a scourge. And I drive up and down the roads here in Austin, South Lamar, South Congress. I see amputees in wheelchairs everywhere. I'll be walking in a store and see some amputee going in, well, you know, with fresh knobs, you know, fresh bandages, and I'll say, are you diabetic? And they'll go, yeah. And people say, people email me and say, oh, you know, you claim it's giving people diabetes. No, the medical reports are. And so this morning I just Googled diabetes vaccines, and thousands of mainstream articles and studies popped up. And I am just four of those to Kurt Nimmo and Steve Watson and Paul Watson. That's all I had time to do was grab four of them from Reuters and the British Medical Journal and stuff going back 8-9 years. I mean, I didn't just run into Reuters a week and a half ago. I ran into all the others, and it was like every vaccine, you know, hepatitis shot, the hepatitis vaccine, the HPV shot is the newest one. And it causes a inflammatory response in the pancreas, and it fries your pancreas. And then you get diabetes, and then you die. You go blind, you run off the highway, your life is hellish. And sure, you can quit eating as much sugar and try to control it, but it still is going to take a lot of years off your life. Vaccines are a scourge. Crohn's disease is a cover name for thousands of different reactions with vaccines. That's been proven in thousands of studies, absolute fact. Autism, from 1 in 25,000 two decades ago to 1 in 86. That's right, from 1 in 168 to 1 in 86. Yo, just pull those numbers up for yourself. That's official government numbers. We have scourges all around us. The GMO is doing the same thing. We've also caught the globalists where they'll put multiple things into the food chain knowing that they'll combine and have that effect. I was on the stair stepper yesterday for like an hour watching cable, and I was watching, I watched an hour of Batman Returns, or the first Batman movie that came out in the early 90s. And I turn it on. I'm flipping through the channels. Only time I watch entertainment TV is when I'm working out. And I'm flipping through, and it's the Penguin, and he's got this other crime boss getting him to run for mayor, and he says, we got to stage terror attacks, like the Gulf of Tonkin or Reichstag. And so the Penguin has his men go out and blow up buildings, and then they blame it on the mayor and Batman. And, of course, the public buys it. And then there's another part of the movie where They have multiple cosmetics. Multiple cosmetics that you then mix together that makes the people have the illness that then the drug company sells you. I mean, they love throwing this in our face. I mean, I can't even turn on HBO on the stair stepper. It's just everywhere. Now, you can say, is that movie trying to warn you? Are those Hollywood people trying to show you that they're on the inside? Is it conditioning? You know, sometimes it's either or, sometimes it's both. Point is, this isn't a Batman movie. You give your child those shots, they're filled with cancer viruses, mercury, and they attack every gland and organ in the body. I mean, you want a brain tumor? You want to die? Go ahead and take it. Keep laughing. You too, cops. Keep laughing.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Do you have doubts about the stability of the dollar or your own financial future? Is a dismal growth rate or rapid inflation affecting the bottom line of your retirement savings account? Do you worry about uncontrollable economic events which could suddenly wipe out some or all of your hard-earned savings? You can turn adversity into opportunity. Individual retirement accounts and most 401ks, 403bs, SEPs, and other retirement plans can be rolled over into self-directed accounts using gold and silver. There are definitely some do's and don'ts with this rollover process, and that's where Midas Resources comes in. Call us at 1-866-323-5665, and we can help you with this process. History has shown that metals will maintain your buying power even if other financial assets are failing. It's not a question of if you'll need precious metals in your portfolio, it's a question of when. So whether you're planning for an economic rainy day or a Category 5 hurricane, the solution is the same. Call us today at 1-866-323-5665. 1-866-323-5665.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
My name out your window when I'm leaving. I won't even turn my head. Don't send your kin folks to give me no talking.
I'll be gone.
I'll be gone, like I said. You'd say the same old thing that you've been saying all along. Lay there in your bed and keep your mouth.
Yeah, I just refreshed Infowars.com.
Give me that old familiar cry.
And saw that Kurt had posted one of the
understand you, man.
one of the stories. No, he did post them all. They're just separate. Here's one. Flashback. Hepatitis B vaccine linked to diabetes. That's one report. And then there's a bottom line. I sent them four reports today. Cancer vaccine linked to pancreatics. Pancreatitis. You see, we posted all three or all four of them. It doesn't matter. The point is, every vaccine in double-blind studies where it has been studied for an increase in diabetes, there is one. Just like there are tens of thousands of studies, because they've been doing studies on it for over 100 years, because naturally occurring sodium and stannous fluoride, along with calcium fluoride, would get into water supplies and well supplies, and they would wonder in towns in China and Russia and the United States and England and all over the planet why half the children would be brain damaged, or why everybody was getting bone cancer or dying or being mentally retarded. And they found out real fast over 100 years ago that any type of fluoride, but especially sodium, in levels higher than a few parts per billion, attacks every gland and every bone in your body. And the Russians, by the 30s in their work camps, learned how to put it in the water to make people be docile. And that's in Pulitzer Prize-winning books. Then the Germans picked it up in the 40s, and there's a Pulitzer Prize-winning book on World War II that covers it. And guess what happened? By 1950, we had the National Security State set up in 47, and the feds came in with multi-million dollar programs and said, put this in your water. And congressmen came out and read the wartime reports on the Nazis using it, and the media would laugh at them and call them kooks. And they put it in the water, and America stopped caring. But America also started learning how to bury their boys at hundreds of times the previous frequency for rare bone tumors, bone cancer, which, of course, just type in fluoride bone cancer, and you will read thousands of studies on that alone. I mean, is it fun sticking your boy in the ground? Is it like a goody-goody gun drop for you or something, you sick freaks out there? But I understand. You have to continue to say I'm lying. You have to continue to deny what I'm saying is true. You have to continue to say I'm making this stuff up, because if you admit what I'm saying is true, or if you even look into it, it's going to get scary, isn't it? To find out I'm telling the truth, to find out it's not made up. So, maybe, just maybe, you'll just still call me a piece of film, a piece of trash, but at least go look into what I'm claiming and what I'm saying. Please, I'm begging you, please do your own research.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.